Okay. Today we'll talk about.
Today we'll talk about atomic number and mass number.
Okay, that is good. So, what is the atomic mass and atomic number and mass number?
Yeah, this is what we are going to be talking about. We have two things, atomic number and mass number. Before I tell you about atomic number and mass number, you might ask, what is this big N here? Actually, if you go over to the periodic table, you'll find many different elements here. And this is called periodic table. All the elements are which are around us are made up of these different elements. Sometime,
what are elements?
Elements like oxygen is an element, hydrogen is an element. Like for example, we have water. All right. So what is water made up of? We think like we ask people, okay, this is made up of plastic, this is made up of clothes, this is made up of this. So what is water is made up of? We didn't make water, it was there. And like in old time, people didn't know that what is water is made up of. But later on, when the researchers and scientists discovered that water is made up of two elements, oxygen, H2O, two elements of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen, so H2O. So this is what water is made up of. In the same way, if you can give an example of salt, like salt is made up of sodium chloride, sodium this one, and chloride this one. They when they join up, they make salt. In the same way, there are many things which make up. Like if you see, there was another good periodic table which might be interesting for you. Let me show it to you. Yeah, this is another periodic table, but like lithium, hydrogen, and oxygen, all these things are there, and it also tells you that what are the uses of these things, these elements. For example, look at the, let's see, look, oxygen is here. He's showing you the
it's
showing you the what's his name, the clouds. And for example, you can see the sodium, for example, this one, the sodium, calcium, and all the potassium, for example, in fruits and all these things. And these neon, like helium, in we use the balloon in helium with the blue. We have two kind of balloons, the balloon which go in the air. Actually, the gas which is used in that balloons is made up of helium. So it says this.
Oh,
is
really?
Yeah. So all these things where they are used, this is quite interesting periodic table. You can see
that's
it someday.
Very interesting.
Yep. So these are elements. You know, all thing around us. You can see there are many things here.
So you mean the water is being made up of few elements?
You mean water is made up of few elements?
Yeah, water is made up of two elements. So in the same way, so these are called elements. So you might see that there are some abbreviation short forms here. These short forms are made by scientists because there, for example, this is zinc. Zinc is made up of Zn, Z and N. So they made short form to make the things easier for them. And these are international short form and understood all over the world. All the scientists understand this. And but sometimes the short form and abbreviation are quite logical, like lithium Li, but sodium Na doesn't really make any sense, like potassium K. But you have to remember, because all these things, because all these elements were not discovered in a night. They were discovered by different people in different eras. So this is why you have to, different people named it in different ways. So anyway, so these are all elements. So elements have short form, like what we had in our picture was Na. Na means sodium. So all these periodic table will have some two numbers, one on the top, one below. But in our, like normally in our course, or in GCSE in our course, we have, because this periodic table might be opposite to one which you have in your book. In your book, if you open it, probably, where it is, you know, open
it. The number is up, the smallest number is small.
Yeah, where is it?
Yeah, I know that. The bigger number is up. The smaller number is up and the biggest number is down.
Yeah, let me see your periodic table. Yeah, the bigger number is on the top and the smaller number is below.
Yeah, I'm saying it wrong. The bigger number is
the bigger number is on the top. Yeah, so you might have like this bigger number maybe on the top. Yeah, bigger number may be on the top and the smaller number may be below. But here you might find it opposite. But don't get confusing, because if you go and learn more, you might have different models of periodic tables. So
you
don't get confused.
They're international, so.
Yeah, they're all international in the sense that they all the time they call the sodium Na. They make another abbreviation for sodium SO or something like that. But we have two numbers. It depends on them how do they write. Like, but you can understand what the large number means and what the smaller number means.
Yeah,
and we are going to we are going to be learning the same thing. What is larger number and what is smaller number means? We have two numbers, a bigger number on the top and a smaller number below. The top number says is called mass number, and the number below is called atomic number. What does mass number mean? Mass number is actually total numbers of proton and neutron. Let me go back to the yesterday's lesson here, atoms. We learned that atoms have proton and neutron in their nucleus. So these number, because mass number, the number on the top, this number, 23 in our case, this tells you the numbers of proton and neutron in the nucleus. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So the number below, it tells you the atomic number. It's called atomic number. It tells you the numbers of proton. It tells you the numbers of proton. We have proton and neutron in the nucleus. It tells you the number of proton.
I have a question that twice he said the number of protons. The mass number also is saying total of protons and neutrons. And the atomic number is also saying the number of protons.
You might think that why it's repeating proton twice.
You're really thinking.
Yeah, what I'm saying, you're thinking. So it's saying proton. Proton. Why does say number of proton here? It's better to say number of electron, because he mentioned proton once. He had already mentioned the proton once on the top. So why he's mentioning proton again? The reason is because that reason also returns to the yesterday's lesson. If you remembered yesterday's lesson properly, you will be able to understand very easily. Here, yesterday we learned about two kind of atoms. We have neutral atoms. Neutral atoms are those atoms which have equal number. Look at this. Equal numbers of proton and electron. Numbers of proton and electron are equal in neutral atom. All right.
Oh, okay. I got it. You mean that the atomic number, if they say it's the number of protons, so actually it's the number of electrons, yeah?
Yeah. For example, let's come here in this page. It's saying atomic number, the numbers of proton. You can call this numbers of electron as well, but be careful that you can say this only in the neutral atom, not in all the atoms, because we have two kind of atoms, neutral atoms, and other which are not neutral are called ions. Ions are one of those atoms which have one, which are more electron or less electron, if you remember that we talked about it in detail, that some atoms have less electrons, some have more electrons. So these are not neutral atom anymore. They are either positive ion or negative ions. So in the case of negative ion and positive ion, you can't say the numbers of proton and electron are equal. In the case of neutral atom, you can say the numbers of proton and electron are equal. So if you are talking about general, very, very neutral atom, you can say numbers of proton, or you can say atomic number means numbers of electron and the proton, but you can't say all the time. So this is why it is better to say numbers of proton. This is completely 100% correct, because numbers of proton remains all the time constant, and numbers of electron changes all the time. It can decrease and it can increase. This is why he wrote proton here instead of electron. All right, and now let's go to the next point.
Okay, the next, should I read the points?
Yeah.
Yeah, the point to note is that the atomic number tells you how many protons there are. You know, this is what we're talking, and this also tells you how many electrons there are, but
yeah,
only in neutron.
Only not neutron, only a neutral atom, that's right. When it tells you how many protons there are, so it also tells you how many electrons there are in neutral atom, but not in ions, because you know ions are positive, we have positive and negative ions. You can't say this is right in the case of ions.
Now, number three is informing us that if you want to know that what is the number of neutrons. Yeah, the number three is indicating to a very important point and telling us that if you want to know the number of neutrons, so what you should do that to get the number of neutrons, just subtract the atomic number from the mass number. For example, the atomic number is 11 and the mass number is 23. So we'll subtract 11 from 23, we'll end up having 12. So that is the number of neutrons. If you remember the last lesson that we read in last lesson, that when the neutrons are more than protons. So here we saw that yes, neutrons are 12 and protons are 11. And point number four, the mass number is always the biggest number. It tells you the relative mass. What is this?
Yeah, mass number is always biggest number. Mass number is always this one. You can see 23 is always. If you see the to the periodic table, look. If you see the biggest number, you should understand that is mass number. You don't have to get confused about that. It's written on the top, on the right, on the left. All
right. Right. Yes, that's good.
So you got the standard of understanding. The larger number is mass number, and small number is atomic number. Now the your question was about relative mass of atom. It tells you relative mass of atom. You might say that, why doesn't he say me exact mass number? Actually, it tells you relative atom mass number means, for example, look, let me. We have to go to the periodic table again to understand. Look, these are all atoms, all the elements here. So even these elements were discovered because all the time we know that these elements are very, very small. And they are hard to see by microscope also. And they are very, very light, these atoms. We can't see by microscope.
Why we cannot see them by microscope?
We can see them by microscope, but even it's hard to see by microscope.
So isn't it better to make bigger microscope?
Yeah, if you make bigger microscope, you may be able to see it.
That's good.
Yeah. So this is what goes on about elements. So when scientists wanted to actually measure these elements and atoms, so they were not able to measure it properly because they were too small, no in kilogram, no in milliliter, nothing. They didn't know how to measure it because they were very, very small. So they searched out of all these elements. I'm telling you the story behind what does. Don't forget that what we are explaining. We are explaining relative atom mass of atom. What is relative atom mass of atom? So when scientists saw that they are very light, how should they measure it? So they thought that to find the lightest atom, all right? So the lightest atom was hydrogen, the first one you can see here, all right?
My question is this, that how did they find out that this is the lightest atom? You said that they didn't have any scale or any power of measurement.
Yeah.
So how could they say that this is the lightest?
So yeah, you said that they didn't have any kind of anything to measure it. So how did they measure it that it's the lightest one? So if you want to reply of this answer, you have to go to the again to here. Look, this is one of the yesterday lesson. Here, so look, this is an atom, all right? Like if you see if you go to the periodic table, for example, there is lithium. Lithium have 3 electron, all right? Okay, so lithium will have 2 here, 1 and 2, another 1, 3. But there are some elements which have many, many electron. Like look at this one, zinc. Zinc has 30 electron. So when it will have 30 electrons, so it will have many round shell one after the other, bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Or look at, there are some element like this one, it has 114 electron. So when they will have 114 electrons, so they will be very, very big element. Very, very big atoms. So they don't have to really go and measure and put it in some scale. When they will see that some elements have 114 electron on the outer shell and many neutron and proton in their nucleus, while other one will have very small amount of neutron and proton and the electron as well. So they will understand the one which have less electron, proton and neutron will be the lighter than any other element. So when they saw here, the hydrogen was the lightest one. It has the least amount of proton, least amount of neutron, and least amount of electron.
So you mean they how do they recognize or how do they tell us that this is the lightest one? They just see it by microscope,
yeah.
And they see that if this has less electrons and less neutrons and protons, so that is the lowest one. And you mean that hydrogen, which is the lowest, the lightest one, it has the lowest amount of electrons and protons and neutrons?
Yeah, it has the least amount of proton and neutrons. So this is how they discovered that this is the lightest one. And after they discovered that this is the lightest one, so they made this, the lightest one, as a standard of their scale. So they started counting other elements compared to the hydrogen. For example, lithium is 3 times, you can say that lithium is 3 times larger than hydrogen. In the same way, for example, if you see here where it is, yeah, so lithium, for example, look, hydrogen, for example, lithium is 3 times larger than hydrogen, and sodium is 11 times larger than hydrogen. So all these elements are compared to the hydrogen. Hydrogen is a kind of scale for relative mass number. So this is why we call it, let's come to the sentence what we are learning now, the atomic number, This one. This is atomic number, right? Atomic number. Where is it? Mass number. Mass number is always the biggest number. It tells you the relative mass of atom. So it tells you the relative mass of atom means everything. For example, this mass number. I was probably mistaking this. I should be saying that lithium is 6 times larger than hydrogen. In the same way, sodium is 22 times larger than hydrogen. All right, and potassium is 39 times larger than hydrogen. So this is relative mass number. Means it hasn't got any kind of proper scale of his, but all the scales of all the elements are compared or relative to the hydrogen. This is why we call it relative mass number.
So I think I've understood it, because I'll explain it for you. If I was wrong, please correct it for me. You mean that the mass of the atom is really small, so how can we measure it because we don't have any scale for it? So we will search for the lightest atom from periodic table, and then this is what the scientists did, and then we will put the lightest atom as the standard of the scale. Is it right?
Yeah.
And the other heavy atoms will be measured according to the smallest one. Is it right?
Yeah, that's right.
So this is what relative mass means. Is it right?
Yeah, you are right, 100%. Yeah, you got it. You're a very clever student, actually. Then in the next one, you're just getting quickly. And then in the next one, if you see that number 5, it say the mass number is always roughly the double of the atomic number. Look at the mass number, it's 11 double.